And then coming up this Saturday, the pianist Peter Miyamoto is joined by the violinist Julie Rosenfeld. They've got a recital of 20th century Russian music for violin and piano. Rosenfeld is my guest. Up next on Mizzou Music here on Classical 90.5. Julie, welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much, Trevor.
Coming up this Saturday, you have a program of music that is unknown to me. So I want to know more about the nature of music for violin and piano that's from Russia and written in 20th century. Is there a common sound to these pieces? Did these artists have an influence on each other?
I think they probably have common roots. People like Mussorgsky and Rimsky-Korsakov in the 19th century were, I think, very influential on composers like Stravinsky and Prokofiev. But I think the sound world and the world they live in, which became so different in 1917, starting with the Russian Revolution, I think this whole revolution in music, which occurred basically at the same time, is reflected in the music, even though Stravinsky left Russia before the revolution and never returned there. But he himself was incredibly affected by that. And Prokofiev, who left the Soviet Union and then went back because he didn't feel comfortable living in Chicago or France, whereas Stravinsky ended up living most of his life in Southern California, actually in Los Angeles, where I'm from. And Gubaid Dulina, who is also very interesting, again, left the Soviet Union, lived in Germany for many years, but I think was so totally influenced by Shostakovich and those, Khachaturian, Kabalevsky, that generation of composers, as well as Prokofiev and Stravinsky, so that her music has a very spiritual aspect, but also extremely affected by the turmoil of the time.
So let's break it down. Tell us about the three pieces that are on the program that you and pianist Peter Miyamoto have selected for your recital this Saturday.
Well, we're going to start with one of the great pieces for violin and piano. It's not called a sonata. It's actually called Duo Concertant by Igor Stravinsky. And for any of you who know Stravinsky's music, he started off with a big bang, writing these incredible orchestral pieces, which made an enormous impression in Paris and various other places. The Firebirds first, these ballets, Firebird, Petrushka, and then finally The Rite of Spring. But after he left Russia and really moved to Paris, his music, beginning in the 1914, 1915 area, starts becoming what we now call neoclassical. I find it incredibly beautiful, and yet Stravinsky's the person who said, "Don't interpret my music, just play it." So you feel a little bit restricted to these boundaries, and yet there's a lot of freedom. There are very few dynamics in the piece. You have a lot of freedom to make certain artistic choices, but don't interpret it, just play my music.
Well, he's been dead since 1971, so he's not going to show up and complain if Julie Rosenfeld does some interpretation of the Duo Concertant from 1932. The second piece on the program is from a composer, a living composer, who I'm not familiar with, Sofia Gubaidulina.
Gubaidulina. Ah, Iskander told me how to pronounce her name correctly. She is really one of the great composers, I think, of the late 20th and 21st centuries. Her output is, as I said, extremely spiritual, extremely varied. Lots of chamber music, much solo music, a lot of orchestral music. She is a composer who uses a lot of sound effects. She uses a lot of that is kind of her sound world. So a lot of ricochet, which is bouncing bows, and a lot of glissandos up the strings. And she felt that this type of using of harmonics on the stringed instruments brought us closer to kind of a spiritual realm.
That's the violinist Julie Rosenfeld. She'll be in recital with pianist Peter Miyamoto this Saturday, October the 14th at 7:30 p.m. at the Whitmore Recital Hall in the Fine Arts Building on the University of Missouri campus, performing a work by Igor Stravinsky, Sofia Gubaidulina, and Sergei Prokofiev's Sonata No. 1 for violin and piano in F minor.